going into the final round, obviously we were talking about guys like Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele. Do we tend to get caught up in the hype, Zoke? You know, obviously we're talking about the marquee guys, and Francesco Molinari was kind of like lost in the shuffle.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, no one's going to pick him right out of the get-go or even going into the final round.
Right.
Even when he deserves that kind of recognition, it's no doubt a default by everybody that Spieth is going to be there and McIlroy is going to be there, and everyone's hoping Tiger is going to, or I should say, a lot of people are hoping Tiger is going to break through.
Sure.
But it really shouldn't surprise us when someone else does, because golf is so hard to pick. You know, it's too difficult a task to be able to predetermine who's going to win this, because nobody knows who's going to be able to perform and who's going to fall short.
Well, especially on the way Carnoustie showed his teeth on Sunday.
That's right, but when we have the benefit of hindsight, and you look back, at how Francesco Molinari played and how he performed and how cool he kept his emotions and how well he performed, he's a deserved winner. I mean, he was steady. Tiger took us to the brink until he started making some mistakes on some bad executions on 11 and 12 that really cost them three shots and a chance to a real good chance to get that 15th major. But once again, we all thought that Spieth was going to, you know, get the job done. Schauffele, who is now stepping into that group, particularly when it gets to very difficult championships, that he has the mettle and the skills to contend and win. But hats off to Francesco Molinari. He's the champion golfer of the year.
Well, you know, it's funny because on a course, people who haven't played Lynx golf may not understand this, but you know, to see a guy like Francesco Molinari go the entire weekend without a bogey at Carnoustie, especially the way it was playing in the final round, pretty amazing stuff.
It's really amazing, and you can see that possibly happening for the third round simply because there was no wind in the first three rounds. But, you know, coming out in the final round, the golf course, Carnoustie was playing difficult for the first day in the final round. And, you know, he's playing with Tiger.
Yeah.
The world is watching, and to go without a bogey is some special performance, and you know, I just love watching him. I mean, he's steady, he's reliable, and he's a great champion.
Well, you touched on this earlier. I mean, you know, about a month ago when Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open for the second straight year, we talked about, as we have in the past, about, you know, how Brooks Koepka has the ice water in his veins. Molinari seemed exactly the same way today.
Absolutely. And, you know, in order to, you know, you've got to, anytime you're in battle, and even if it's battling for your life in war, you know, there's kind of, even though the, you know, there isn't, no one's going to die in a championship, a golf event, but when you're in that, in the trenches and fighting as hard as you can, the person who keeps their thoughts together, who are able to then control their emotions, because your emotions get out of control when your thoughts get out of control.
Right.
And those who can keep containment of their thoughts, keep themselves present, keep themselves in the moment when everyone else is losing their composure, that's the definition and the talent that major championships draw from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the people that are who risen to the top, this is what Molinari is doing. This is what Schauffele is doing, and this is what Jordan Spieth is falling a little short on. And it goes same thing for Tiger. He's got to keep his stuff watertight all the way through. Even though he's starting to make less and less mistakes, he's still making mistakes that's costing him a chance to win.
Now, on the positive side for Tiger, you know, on 18, while he was driving on 18 on Sunday, some moron hollers as he's teeing off. Tiger didn't react too badly. I mean, I remember Tiger in the past would have been probably over there ready to wrap his driver around his neck. And Tiger actually handled it fairly reasonably, I thought. Mind you, I mean, the result of the drive wasn't too bad. It actually worked out for him. But, you know, just, I don't think he knew it at the time. You know, just his reaction was actually very non-Tiger compared to previous years.
Oh, there's no doubt he's a softer person. You know, he's taken that edge off. And, yeah, he got away with it. But also at the same time, Hutch, it's interesting because his father would constantly train him that if there was any noise or distractions
right.
during his swing, he taught him to build up this fortification
right.
of anything, any sound. So, you know, perhaps it's Tiger coming around and being more human-like. There's no doubt about that. So I think that, you know, I loved watching him play. I loved watching his focus, his mindset when he was coming, trying to figure it out. But, you know, Tiger's got to, he's got some more figuring to do.
Sure.
And he's got to keep it, as I stated, he's going to have to keep it or get his thoughts wired a little bit more tight
right.
so he doesn't have those shot lost events and be able to close the deal.
Kind of interesting watching the leaderboard as the tournament basically went to the back nine. Basically, I think at one point there were nine players within two shots of the lead, and these were serious players. I mean, we were talking Tiger, we're talking Schofle, we're talking
yeah.
you know, Rory McIlroy, we're talking, oh boy, just
Jeez.
All the marquee names. All you can say is, wow, looking at those names.
It was a great leaderboard. You know, how it finished up yesterday and how it got started today in the final round and how they bunched up, and given how the golf course was playing with a you know, about a 20-mile-an-hour constant wind, 15 to 20 miles an hour,
right.
and how hard the golf course was playing, it was shaping up to be, you know, the table got set early, and Tiger Grab had the lead going off the 10th tee around, you know, 10,
right.
and it was fascinating to watch, and we can only imagine, had this been Tiger's 15th major,
right.
where we'd be right now, what we'd be talking about, and what would be happening in the world of golf. So, obviously, it's Tiger is capable. There's no doubt about that. And now that all four majors are over for this year,
yeah.
we're going to be looking forward to as quickly as possible to the 2019.
Hold on, Zork. We got the PGA Championship coming up.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
yeah.
excuse me.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. You're thinking of it at the beginning of the year.
I'm already in that mode. That's right. So the PGA, who, you know what? Now that you know, Tiger can finish up and he's getting this close,
yeah.
maybe he will grab that major championship before the year's over.
It may be, and I know you said coming into this thing that Tiger, the way he's hitting those low stingers that he's renowned for, this was actually a pretty good chance for him to win it.
Yes, it was. It was a fantastic chance for him to win it. And, you know, it's making it so exciting. And now with Francesco Molinari into the fold as a champion, a major champion, I think that this is, you know, moving into the final major of the year, that what an exceptional year of golf. And that's the one thing that we can guarantee. That happens every year. Whoever wins the majors, it's just, you know, the drama comes to the top, and it's fascinating to be involved in it.
Well, you know, there's some interesting stories here, too, and I think which should make it fun in the majors going forward. I look at Justin Rose, for example. You know, ends up finishing tied for second. Here's a guy who almost missed a cut.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. And again, he's another guy. You know, talking about keeping your emotions wired tight, he's at the top of the list.
Yeah.
An extremely wonderful game, and even a better and a stronger perspective and perception on how to play. He's very inspiring, and he's a true model of success.
Yeah, and then, you know, things are looking up, I think, for Rory McIlroy as well. He tied for second as well.
Yeah, fascinating. It was great to see him in there, and you know, his drives and coming down the last few holes and executing those shots.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough situation. It wasn't easy for him,
yeah.
and he's passing that test. You know, and that's the test of, is he going to win again? And it was great to see him in the hunt.
Well, you know, when you look at the names like Rose, McIlroy, Tiger, you know, there's a nice mixture in here of both seasoned guys and younger guys coming up. You know, I mean, you're looking at guys like Schauffele and Spieth and those guys, and I guess Spieth is considered seasoned too, considering he's won. You know, but still, I mean, you know, I mean, we're talking guys who Spieth doesn't turn 25 until next week. You know, so there's a nice little mixture in there of younger guys and older guys.
Yeah, there is, and you know, and let alone those who weren't even in contention this week, guys like you know, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, sure. Jason Day. So we, you know, the reserve tank on great players is very deep, because you know, not everyone's going to play well every week, and sure. When some guys bow out, certainly in this championship, some of the other guys are leading the pack, and yeah. it's a terrific balance.
Well, I mean, nice to see Italy get its first major championship. You know, that was a country who, by the way, was pretty downcast after they didn't make it into the World Cup of soccer. So, you know, this is a pretty good consolation for them.
Yeah. And they're going to celebrate, the Italians and all of Italy. They've got a new national hero, and that's just fantastic. Maybe they can get some more golf courses in Italy.
You think wine sales go up in Italy?
I think they're going to be celebrating tonight, that's for sure.
I think so. Okay, so, well, listen, let's come back and let's take a look ahead at the Canadian Open coming up.
Okay, look forward to it.
Thanks.